worthy. You're so worthy, Lord. Oh, we bless you, we bless you. Oh, we bless you, we bless you. Father, we bless your name. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. And Father, we just declare and decree that this word is going to go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, that we are in our divine set time. Ah, glory, we are in our set time. 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 Come on, somebody. You are in a divine appointment with God. Come on now. Can I get somebody to agree with me? Ah, glory, his shot. Come on now, just begin to magnify his name. Come on. Come on, just begin to magnify his name and just declare, I am in my set time. Come on. Father, we just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I declare and decree that this word is going to go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Can I say that one more again? I declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I declare and decree that this word, it shall land on good ground and it shall be activated in the hundredfold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. Father, I declare and decree right now, ha, glory, woo, my God, my God, my God, that this word, ha, is forever settled in heaven. And Father, it shall complete, it shall accomplish that which it's sent to do. And ha, glory, 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 come on, somebody. Ha, glory, here, glory, here, shatadaba. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you. The devil is a lie. Ha, glory. Woo, my God, my God. Listen, listen. Come on now. Somebody just grab your Bibles. I'm just sending this out to my peeps. Amen. Grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. Amen. And let's go to the word. Amen. Listen, share the broadcast. Amen. Share the broadcast this morning so that way, high glory, you can share the blessing of the Lord. The Bible says that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and he adds no sorrow with it. High glory, in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said amen and amen. I was just sending this out to everybody, amen. There we go. Ah, listen. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be my opinion, but it shall be the Word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, okay? So the Father, he begins and he ends everything with the Word, okay? I'm going to say it again. The Father, he begins and he ends everything with the Word. Can I say that one more time? I said the Father, he begins and he ends everything with the Word. So if we want God results, we have to do it God's way. Okay, the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. Come on now. Come on now. Stay with me now. The kingdom of God. Okay, John said, okay, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is his righteousness? Okay, his, staying in right standing, okay? It's a, oh my God, his feeling, his emotion, his actions, okay? Staying in right standing with the Father. Come on now. It's, oh my God, see, you must begin to cultivate the relationship with the Father. High glory, because... our glory, when you begin to do this, now he can activate, woo, the kingdom on your behalf. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. then all these things shall be added. Now notice, he didn't say you have to pray for these things. They're added unto you. Okay, oh my God, there it is. They are added unto you. Who can I say that one more time? Amen. They are added. They are added. They are added. God wants to add. He wants to multiply. He wants to increase you. But you must seek him. That word seek in the Greek and in the Hebrew means to chase after. Are you chasing after God? Are you running after him? Oh, my God, my God. Hey, glory. Oh, come on. Somebody's going to get it this morning. Oh, my God, my God, my God. See, you're going to get that when God says, I will do, how glory, a new thing. Shall you not know it? Okay, you are in this season of new things, new beginning. Oh my God, my God. Hey, listen, 5784, 2024, 5784 is God's calendar, season, year. Amen. He said that it would be your season of favor and the greater. Then he said in 2024 that this would be your season of obedience to new beginnings. God wants to do new things in your life, but you must be obedient to the voice of God. Come on now. My sheep hear my voice. Come on now. I got 7 minutes, but listen, just want to encourage you. Come on, grab your Bibles. Let's go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name, and amen and amen. So we are in the time of preparation for the feast of the Lord. This is the time when the Father reconnects with his children. Okay, I'm going to say it again. We are in the time and season of the feast of the Lord, okay? We are getting ready for the Feast of Passover, okay? And we're going to use Psalms 102. We'll use Exodus 23 today, and then we'll end with Deuteronomy chapter 16. I just want to get these scriptures on there so that way we can move. Amen. Come on, share the broadcast. Psalms 102. Come on now. Exodus 23 and Deuteronomy 16. Okay. And when you get there, someone type, it is so. Okay. Psalms 102. Here's what it says. Verse 12 and verse 13. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your remembrance is unto all generations. You, the Lord, okay, the Father, Yahweh, Jehovah, okay, shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. So first of all, let's deal with this phrase set time. It means a point. It's a Hebrew word, moad or moadim, which means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. Okay. God sets the time, the meeting, and he designates the place. Okay. We didn't have anything to do with it. All we have to do is when he says to show up is we show up. Then he says, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Favor is his divine presence and influence on your life. So God puts his super on you. So when you come into contact with people that you need help from, the favor of God has already went before you, okay? But it says that this set time is come. And now here what you got to pay attention is present tense. That being verb is present tense. So everything that you need, he says, I have declared this time from the foundation of the world to favor you, to make you successful, to make sure that you prosper and be successful in your endeavors. And that time in your life is now. Someone type now, it is so. Come on now. Where are my peeps at? Amen and amen. Where is my peoples? Oh, my God, my God. See, somebody's going to miss it. Come on. Come on, somebody's going to miss it. Hey, glory. This is the time. Come on now. This is your time. I'm going to say it again. It's your set time. Okay, so now let's check this out. We said in Exodus 23. Now listen. And we're going to start at verse 14. Because see, when God puts something in the earth, when he declares, when he creates something, when he says, I need to speak with my children. Oh, my God. Okay, come on now. Exodus 23, verse 14, he says, three times in the year shall you keep a feast unto me in the year, not to the Jews, not to Israel, not to Jerusalem. He said, you keep a feast unto me. So this is the Lord's feast, not the Israelites or not the Jews' feast. It's his feast. The word feast means a celebration. It's a recognition or a time of celebrating. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread or Passover. Okay, for 7 days, in the time appointed, in the Moedim, in the month of Abib, for in it you came out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. That means when you come into his presence in these times and seasons, you bring an offering in your hand. Well, pastor, well, prophet, I already pay my tithes, and you want more money from me? No, this has nothing to do with your tithe. It has everything to do with you sealing your relationship, or come on now, your righteousness with the Father at these appointed times, okay? And the Feast of Harvest, we call it the Feast of Pentecost. It was first called the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of Harvest, because 50 days after Passover, or 7 weeks and one day after Passover, you whatever came out of the ground, you would take a handful of it called a sheaf. You put it in a basket with two wheat loaves. Wheat in the Bible represents abundance and prosperity and wealth. And you would take it to the priest, and the priest would take your offering. It's called a wave offering, a sort of taruma, and he would wave it before the Lord, okay? And pronounce the blessing over your harvest. And the Feast of Harvest, the first fruit of your labor. This, we are also in preparation of the time and season of first fruits, which you have sown in the field, and in the Feast of Ingathering, also called the Feast of Tabernacles, which is in the end of the year when you have gathered in all your labors from the field. Okay, so he says, I want you to do this at these appointed times. I will designate the priest, okay, to let my people know when I have come down by the showing, by the cycles of the moon. They will begin to blow the shofar, and they will begin to blow the trumpets to sound the alarm that the Father has come down, Exodus 3, and I am come down to deliver you. So this is God's time. This is the Father's time to come down and snatch you, destroy every shackle, every closed door, woo, every yoke of bondage in your life. But you must, woo, my God. Woo, you must come into his presence and don't come empty-handed. Amen. Now, when God says to do something, he also tells you why. Okay? We are in Exodus 23. Look at verse 20. And he says, behold, listen, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way, into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, obey his voice, for he will not pardon you. But if you shall indeed obey his voice, verse 22, and do all that I speak, I will be, number one, an enemy to your enemies. I'll be a, oh my God, I have to remember not to do that. Amen. Amen. Woo, have to get that. Got this new camera. I'm still learning how to use it. Amen. Okay, so he'll be an enemy to your enemies, number one. Then he'll be an adversary to your adversaries, number two. Okay. Then in verse 25, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread, he shall bless thy water, and he will keep sickness away from the midst of thee. So everything that God does is to make sure
that he's an enemy to your enemies. Okay, he says, I am come down. And then you make the exchange. You give the offering. The priest speaks the blessing over the offering in the presence of God. And then he's an enemy to your enemies. He's an adversary to your adversaries. He'll bless your bread. He'll bless your water. And he'll keep sickness away from you. So when God says something, he always tells us why. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Amen. Now, oh my God, my God. Deuteronomy 16, and we're going to end with this. But listen, because we are in this time of Passover, amen, we're going to be celebrating this. Amen. I'll just put this up here real quick. On Sunday, April 28th, we'll be doing a mini, what is called a Passover Seder, which is done on the first Sabbath evening of the Feast of Unleavened Bread and Passover, which lasts 7 days, okay? So we'll be doing that on our Sunday morning service at 7:30, April 28th. And if you want to participate, please give us a shout, give us an email, give us a message, and we'll send you all the stuff that you need to have with you so that way you can join in with us. Amen? So, here we go. Deuteronomy 16:1, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord. There he for. He didn't say keep the Passover to the Jews or to the Israelites or to Jerusalem. He said to keep the Passover unto the Lord. For in the month of Abib, thy God brought you out of Egypt. Egypt represents the spirit or the shackle or the yoke of bondage of not enough. It's debt, it's lack, it's poverty. It's okay, they didn't eat wheat loaves in Egypt. They ate barley loaves. Barley represented poverty. Ooh, it represented slavery. Woo, my God, my God. Now, verse 16, for time's sake. Woo. Oh, my God, my God. 3 times in a year shall all mankind appear before the Lord in the place that he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord, which he hath, past tense, given. Oh, my God. Good morning, Sister Donna and Doug. So when you understand that when we come into his presence, here's the seeking first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. When you come into his presence, now you are activating God to prove himself and to make sure that he does what he spoke he would do. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. So how do we do this? We sow seed. Amen. Excuse me. So you get your new beginning seed, which is 8888 or the 18888, or you get your 2024 seed, which is $224 or the $2,024, your best seed, and you sow it into the kingdom ground. Okay, you can use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. You can use the Zelle and go from your account into the ministry account. Or you can use the Cash App, amen, and cause the prophet, myself, the supervising priest of this ministry, to go into the presence of God and speak the blessing of the Lord to rest and remain on your house, amen. And you can do that by sowing the seed to Prophet M.D. Bryant, okay, to my Cash App at $ Prophet M.D. Bryant, and that will, which is also called the Teruma. See, it obligates God to hasten his word to perform it. So, Father, I thank you. As you sow your seed, Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, we declare and decree, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for coming down to deliver us. Now, Father, prove to us that you are our glory, not a man that can lie, but you will hasten your word to perform what you said you would do. Father, you said, come into your presence, don't come empty-handed, and you would be a enemy to our enemies and adversary to our adversaries. You'd bless our bread and our water, and you would cause sickness to be far from or far away from us. So, Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord that it opens up and activates in their lives right now. It rests and remains in their house according to Ezekiel 44:30. And, Father, they'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed going in. Father, everything their hands touch shall be blessed in Jesus' name. Now, listen, don't miss tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. And definitely don't miss the hour of power on Sunday morning. Listen, you are blessed. You're highly favored. It's your season of favor. Now watch God do what he said he would do. Be blessed.